It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in, a couple things. First of all, we'd love if you'd leave a five-star review. Those reviews are really big to us. Also, go over and check out our sponsors, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine in the market. So easy to set up, easy to use. Will make your team, you know, will make your team better shooters. I can guarantee that. And not necessarily scorers, but the great thing is they've dealt with that problem, and now you have trainers there. You have things on the Dr. Dish. It will actually help you become a better scorer. So go over and check it out. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Right now, we got a quarterly membership. We're trying something new here. We think it's a great innovation for all of you. Maybe jump in for 3 months and kick the tires around. We believe in teachhoops.com so much that we have a 14-day free trial right now. No one else has that. No one else are you going to get their bat phone and be able to get on a call and help them through. So our roadmap is second to none too. It'll walk you through your basketball journey. So come over and check us out at teachhoops.com. Let's head off to the podcast.
Is it like premier soccer? Like if you win, you go up? Okay.
Correct. Correct. Okay. So basically there's 12 teams in, let's say, take for example, the Women's Super League, which is the highest league in our country.
Okay.
So at the moment there are 10 teams in the Women's Super League. We're lucky enough to be in there at the moment. And then there are 12 teams in Women's Division One. Okay. So the winner of Division One comes up to Super League. Loser, the bottom place team in the Super League goes down. Okay. And then the second place team in Division One plays second from bottom in the Super League in the playoff to see who goes into the Super League the following year. And it's the very same with the men.
That's awesome. But I'm surprised the U.S. hasn't moved that way. Like, because it's super competitive that way.
Just makes you what really surprises me about the U.S. is that when our kids leave here, our kids, when they come over here under Victory Scholarship, they're leaving here maybe 24 and a half, 25 years of age. They're going back to the States and basketball is over.
Right.
I mean, we had a team 4 years ago and I had a 46-year-old guy playing for me.
Right.
And yeah. I had a 17-year-old guy in the same team.
Right.
You know, so, like, I mean, yeah. Play as long as you can play. I mean, I can't believe there aren't structured leagues over there in the States, in each state, where you can then, from after college,
right.
Guys who don't make the NBA, guys who don't make the G League, guys who don't get a chance to go and, you know, play in Europe and in China and Australia and all these places. How you can't have a league for those guys. It's beyond me, really.
It's beyond me. And like baseball, I don't know if you know anything about American baseball, but American baseball has that. It's got like the college league, and then it's got single A, double A, triple A, major league. Like you can start here and work your way up. There's guys that are in the minor leagues for 10 years.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
and they're making a living. They're not getting rich, but they're paying their bills and eating and like playing baseball.
It's here, like we have what we call local leagues. So local leagues, right. Let's say I'm from the Midlands. So yeah. You'll have maybe 7 or 8, 10 teams in the
What's the closest? What's the biggest city close to you?
Dublin is only 45 minutes from me.
45 minutes, okay.
And the same, I live in Portlaoise, but I coach in Carlow.
Okay.
And it's only 45 minutes from Carlow as well. So it's pretty easy to get in and out.
Okay.
Yeah, what I was saying is that, like, we with the local leagues here, like, that's the way we do it. Like, I mean, literally, your teams are moving up. Now, to get into the National League, you have to apply to get in there, and then you have to go through an interview process to make sure that you have the funding and the players behind it to make sure it's sustainable for your club.
Right.
So, Basketball Ireland have done a really good job the last few years of making sure that they're not breaking clubs' backs by allowing them into the National League and Super Leagues, where money is obviously a major issue.
Right, and it will be interesting if they have to maybe condense a couple teams together. I mean, you wonder if things are going to have to happen with this whole.
Yeah, like it's, you know, like we've never seen anything like it in our. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
It's 100. It's like I told you, I'm a stats teacher. It's crazy. This is
the Spanish flu was the last one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 100 years ago. It's
1918 to 1920, I think it was. I was just reading up about it before we come on.
You'll love this. I have a son who just graduated high school, is going off to college, and we're trying to figure out if we're going to send him. Like, we're not sure college is going to start. You know, who knows?
Yeah,
you know.
I've talked to my boss, Donald McNally, is the sports director in IT Carlow, and he was saying that they had a conference call with all the sports directors in Ireland last week about when college will start for them this year. And like, everything is coming in now because you're talking about scholarships as well. I mean, are the colleges able to afford full scholarships? Because now they don't have the revenue from, you know, maybe 6 months of this year or 4 months of this year. So, like, they're saying that college probably won't start in Ireland until definitely November and possibly January next year.
That's crazy. Let's dive in. Let's go back to the practicing because that's been on my brain a lot. Give me some tidbits on practice, some keys, some big things you think practice-wise for you. So
for me, making sure, again, I've written some stuff down for myself here as well just because I'm getting old and I need
I don't...
Little pick.
I call it every now and again. What I call it, I refer to it as my senior moments.
There you go. Now, like, it's usually important to make sure your practice and your practice plan is set up for what you want to get from your team and what they need to get from you as well.
How structured is it? Do you leave a drill even though you don't feel good about it, or do you keep going until you feel good about it?
Ireland's a lot, again, this is where we'll show you the difference. Like, we get a 2-hour slot on a Wednesday night.
Okay.
From 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. This is our men, let's say.
Okay.
So we go Monday night from 6:30 to 8:30, Wednesday night from 8 to 10, and then some Friday nights, not every Friday night, we can go from 8 to 10 as well. So there's our 6 hours practice a week.
Okay.
And that's the only contact time I'll have with those guys.
Okay.
So I try and structure. Preseason is obviously different. You can structure your strength and conditioning and all that kind of work to make sure you're getting them ready for the start of the season. But when we get into the season, if we're playing Ballincollig this week, I want to make sure that I'm going to run every drill of every offense that we're going to be using that week. So my shooting drills, let's say, for example, are based around what offenses I use.
Right.
So when we're in a game situation, the guys are comfortable with shooting from the position they're in. Because they've practiced it all week and they're getting ready. Same with our defense. So, like, Ballincollig, for example, this year, who were unbeaten in our league, had a fantastic American come in this year, a guy called Andre Nate. Really good player, was D1 in the States, kind of had a few personal problems, but is after really doing a great job the last couple of years getting his life back together and coming over here and been just an absolute rock star in Ireland.
Right.
Every club in the country loved him. But, like, we knew we were going to, right, Andre's playing, right, they've got Kieran O'Sullivan, so. Now we're going to go triangle and two on defense. We're going to try and negate as much as we can those two players, take a percentage of their scoring ability away, and that's going to help us. And then we'll do that in practice.
Practice, okay. Yep.
You know, and that's, like, planning for that is major. I mean, I've gone into a couple of practices last year where today I didn't have time to set up my practice, and I'm going in and I'm doing stuff off the top of my head, and you can see how sloppy practice is.
Yeah.
You know, when you go into practice and everything, I time everything, so I allow you know, because I've got 2 hours, I've got to get everything done. Like we have X amount of time for a warm up, X amount of time for shooting drills, for defensive drills, box out drills. Then we're into game stuff.
I think the key too, and we've all done that. All walked in when we sure enough. If you're honest with yourself, we've all done that in some stretch. But it's similar to when I walk into my classroom. If I'm not ready, it's good, but it's not great. No. It's like you got to know where you're going.
We saw towards the end of the season, like we went our last 9 games before we had to finish. We went 9 games unbeaten after being beaten in the cup final. And we were really looking forward to the playoffs and getting ready to go. But that's because every single practice we went to was probably more difficult than the game we were going to have that weekend.
Right.
When we scrimmaged and we played against each other, our guys were hitting each other and hurting each other more than any team could ever hurt us. And we knew we were going to be ready for the playoffs, and it was going to take a really, really good team to beat us. And I honestly think had we had playoffs this year, I think we'd have won them again. We won them 2 years ago, and we had the same kind of stretch coming down.
And how hard was that to end without actually ending?
For me, it was awful. You know, I mean, our women's season had finished, and we did a great job this year. We just had so – like, I coach both teams, so I coach our women's Super League and our men's National League. And the women's season, we'd done a fantastic job to stay in the women's Super League because of, you know, injuries and just a lack of players. Like, we played the whole season with 9 players. We had 2 Americans in who were – phenomenal. Like Caitlin was third top scorer in the league. She got a first team all-star, which is our first time to have a women's Super League all-star. And we had a kid called Alyssa Fizzell's in as well, who was our Velez. She was the 4th top scorer in the league. So like our 2 Americans did a fantastic job to keep us in the league this year. But we had 16-year-old kids starting.
Right.
At the grade level. You know, playing against the best team, best players in this country.
Right.
When that league was over, I was actually pretty happy that we'd done a great job to stay up.
Yeah.
But when the men's league was over, I'm kind of gone, you know, and we all were like, we went to our practice on Wednesday night and we were told we were quarterfinals, you know, that weekend. And then we get a phone call the following day. So your season's over and everybody's season's over. And it's for the greater good. And 100% agree with the decision that was made. And they were the first sports national governing body in Ireland to do it. And a lot of things followed it. And it was a really, really brave thing to do.
Yeah,
because
it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. It's a no win for those people that make those calls. So what happens with moving up and down leagues? Is that going to?
Yeah, how are they doing that? The leagues had just finished, so all the league games had just finished. So that was pretty good. The only thing would be obviously your second from top in Division 1 and the second from bottom in Division 2. They didn't get a chance to play off.
Right.
So even if they came back at the start of next year and decided to play that game, they couldn't really because it'd be different players, you know,
because they
have different Americans.
So you basically got to leave it the way it is for next year.
I think so. Yeah. I think it's going to be left the way it is for next year, apart from the 2 teams that won their league and have been promoted.
Right. Now that makes sense. Okay. So if you could talk to your younger self, what would you say?
My younger self. Wow. That's a really good question.
I love that one because everyone kind of gives different things, you know, what would you say?
Yeah. For me, I think when I was younger as a coach, definitely, and I started coaching when I was in high school. I coached my own high school team, and we just used to have a teacher that came with us to games for insurance purposes.
Right.
and I think back then, like I was probably that guy on the sideline who annoyed everybody. I'm probably still the guy on the sideline who annoys everybody, but back then it was just done for the sake of doing it. Whereas now I think I know what I need to do on the sideline to assist my players and to get the results that we need to get. We say cop on over here. So just relax.
Okay.
You know,
what do you say? Learn, say that learn. Again. Say that
cop,
again.
Cop on.
Cop on. Okay.
There you go. Cop on to yourself. Cop means, on yourself. You know, relax, you know, take it easy with yourself.
Okay.
I just say I'm not a big reader. I'm more a visual person.
Okay.
So I think I would have probably read a lot more, done a lot more that way. I'm definitely more visual. I like watching stuff and learning that way, and video and stuff, and watching it back and learning. Like with our games, we'd have a game on a Saturday at 8 o'clock in Killarney. I'd be home at 12 o'clock. I'd stick it on the TV and watch it until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Same game that I've just after been at.
I know.
So I'm definitely a visual person. Learn more.
I think, I think the relaxed thing is good. That's what I would tell myself. It's like, take it easy. It will be okay. Because I think the losses hurt a lot more in my 20s and 30s.
I don't like losing.
I don't like losing either. Trust me.
We played Bulgaria in the semifinals of the FIBA European Championships this year. And it was a team that I knew we could beat. And we did a pretty good job of staying with them at halftime with 3 points down. We lost the game by, I think, 8 points in the end. But that's one loss that you point them in a direction and they just go.
It's what I refer to as lightning in the bottle.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. Please subscribe and like. Leave those 5-star reviews. Those 1-star reviews you can leave in your pocket. But go over to Apple and Spotify and wherever you leave reviews or wherever you listen and tell us what you're thinking. Go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial. The one-stop shopping. The Netflix for basketball coaches. And then also go over and check out our other podcasts, Teacher Side Gig and High School Hoops. Part of the, I love saying this, part of the Coach Market media conglomerate. Go over and check it out, and let's head back to the podcast.
When you catch that, it's on you can't replicate it. It's like,
These girls wanted to play for each other.
Yeah.
These girls they've played with each other at an international level since they were 14 years of age.
Yeah.
They've already won a silver medal in the European Championships at under 18.
Right.
We had not won a game at under 20 for 16 years until these girls came around.
Right.
And like we go in, we beat Ukraine in our first game. We beat Great Britain in our second game. Bad loss to Israel. And then we beat Croatia.
Right.
And then we beat GB again in the third place playoff to win a bronze medal, which was watching these girls in practice. Like we talked earlier on about practice has been harder than games.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Right.
Every time these girls come to practice, they challenge me to be a better coach.
My special teams, I've had it like, well, we got to call practice off because this is just getting too intense. Like, someone's going to get hurt. Like,
yeah. If they're getting hurt, it's time to call it off. But until then, just let them go as far as I'm concerned, you know? If they're going after each other, they want each other to be better.
They do.
I've had sessions and practices where – you know, guys were taking it easy on other guys because, you know, they wanted them to feel a little bit better, but they're not getting better as players and we're not getting better as a team if you're doing that.
What do you look for in an American?
Again, great question. So like,
question, what do you look for in American and how do you find them?
Right. So again, we've got a good little network now. I've got one over the last couple of years by talking to people like yourself.
And, right.
I have a good friend down in Weymouth there, Jimmy Dolan.
Yep.
Obviously Tim and then a few of the guys who are playing in the States from Ireland, the likes of Jordan Blount, who was at UIC, and you know, players like Suzanne McGuire, who was at Fordham, a good friend of mine, Susan Moore, and is still at St. Joe's.
Yep.
You know, so like that network is there and we can, you know, it's literally word of mouth, it's picking up the phone and going, any good players that are around this year that would like to do a master's, because we don't offer money in IT Carroll, so they don't get paid with us.
Right.
So if they're coming to us, they're offered a master's degree, which is a great incentive to an American as well, because like if you're in the States, a master's is going to cost you $100K over 2 years.
Right.
Whereas you come to Ireland, you can get that master's degree. It's over 1 year. It's worldwide renowned and you're good to go, you know.
And so they just got to get there.
Yeah, they're going to get sometimes we're able to help out with flights and stuff like that.
Right.
They get here, we'll take care of accommodation. They get a meal a day. We'll get them some coaching with younger kids in different clubs where they'll earn maybe €25 an hour and stuff like that, where they're able to get some spending money.
Right.
Like Sports Changes Life has been the real eye-opener over here. Okay. I mean, they've done a fantastic job. They're in with the MAC? And they've a partnership with the MAC. But they bring in these kids coming straight out of college and they bring them here, part of their foundation. They take them for a week's orientation up in Belfast, where they get them their coaching badges for Ireland.
Right.
And, you know, they go through all the stuff they need for coming down south to be able to coach kids and play. Right. And then they come to their colleges and do their master's degree, play for the college, play for the club that's involved or linked with the college, coach in the local area, help with disadvantaged kids in the local area. It's a really good program, to be fair.
It is great.
And the great thing about it is there's an interview process for that. So the kids coming into the scholarship will have four, maybe five interviews. So good people come out of it.
Right.
You know, yeah. You're not going to have issues.
Right. That's what you don't want. Can you think of one coaching moment we could dive into that might help the listeners in your career? Like one coaching moment, a good one, a bad one, a sad one, a happy one.
I suppose we played, it was just a local league. My best friend was playing and they hadn't had a coach all year. And I just finished I'm on a 9-month contract in Carlow. And I just finished my 9 months in Carlow. And they came to what they call the top fours. So it's basically the last four teams in each league playoff for semi-final and final. And he asked me, would I go along and coach his team for the semi-final and final. And most of these guys I would have coached when they were younger anyway, so
right,
didn't have an issue with jumping right. in and right. helping out, you know.
Right.
As he said to me before, you only have to call subs. That's all right. you have to do. You know? because they were that good. But they ended up playing against this group of guys from Mullingar who were, every single one of the guys, bar one, were Lithuanian.
Okay.
And these guys could really play ball now. They were right. serious. We played them and we were 3 points up with so here's a question I'm going to give you. You're 3 points up. Dave got the ball in their backcourt, 24-second shot clock, and there's 16 seconds on the clock.
Are you in the bonus? Are they in the bonus?
No. You have two to give.
I have two to give?
Two to give.
Oh, I start fouling.
Yeah, so I just said, look, let him get it in.
Let him get it in. Let him dribble a little toward half court.
Let him get it up over half court, then foul him. And they all kind of looked at me and because they're not going to the free throw line.
Right.
Remember, we're up three now.
Right.
So it ended up the last foul was with 1 second to go. It put them on the line for two free throws so they couldn't win the game.
Right. And the thing is, how often do someone actually get a rebound and then put it back in? It doesn't happen that often.
I'm a Celtics supporter, so I saw it this year with Tatum and Brown. Did you see that game?
I did. That's not going to happen very often at all. The math teacher in me says you just did an observational study. You saw one occurrence.
There you go.
thousands of occurrences that happen, and don't make your judgment on that. Brad Stevens, I think, is one of the best coaches.
I absolutely adore him.
I do. I mean, I literally, he is like on my bucket list to talk to. Like, he is like one of like five guys I would like literally walk through a wall of fire to talk to.
Him,
mastermind. And
himself, Bobby Knight, and Pop are the three I want to talk to.
Yeah.
But Pat Price, who's another good friend of mine.
Pop's unbelievable. Pop's unbelievable.
Love him.
Yep.
Pat Price is a good friend of mine. Actually, he lives in Ireland here. He's an American. He's from over around Philly somewhere. He's just started his first podcast this week.
Okay.
And his first podcast was Jay Larranaga.
Okay.
So Jay is Brad's assistant coach, but Jay played basketball senior men's level for Ireland and was player coach.
Okay.
And Pat was his assistant coach while he was here. But it was an excellent podcast. I mean,
what's the name of it?
I'll find it out for you. I don't actually have it with me. I'll find it out for you and I'll send it to you later.
Okay.
It's a really, really good listen now. It really is. Pat is very knowledgeable. I've been lucky enough to work camp with him a couple of years and got him up to practice sessions with my teams. And he coached a team that came second in the men's Super League this year, Tralee Tigers. They're the only team in the country that's getting, you know, 1,000 people at their game every game, you know.
Right.
Really, really exceptionally good coach.
What do you have a favorite drill, practice drill?
I start every single practice with our fast break drills.
Okay.
And I think that's going to get us up tempo, start of the session, going to get everybody running, get everybody's blood, you know, moving a little bit. We run a drill called, it's just a sideline fast break drill called truck and trailer.
Okay.
So it's a five-man drill. Let's say the defensive end, or you go full court, make a layup, the one goes free throw line extended for the outlet. The two rebounds outlets to the one. The three hits the free throw line, then hits the halfway line where it misses side, where it meets the sideline. Your five would go baseline on the weak side, and then baseline to baseline for the rebound on the opposite side. And your shooter would hit just over halfway, hits the corner, basically for pass from one to three, three to five, shot in the corner. You got your trailers coming down as well.
So it's boom, 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 boom.
Ball never hits the floor once the ball goes. It's four dribbles to get down the floor and make your layup. And then it's never hits the floor. And we've got to put the ball in the basket twice. And we also can call numbers off it. So we make sure that everybody's running the floor. So first time down, it might go corner and four hits the shot.
Right.
And then we'll call three. So three's going to make the pass to him. He's going to make a cut to the basket, receive, make the layup. Then the weak side has got to make the layup. So you make two scores every time. And I just love it because I think it really gets everybody moving at the start. It gets everybody concentrating at the start because you're calling out their numbers, so they have to concentrate at the start of the session.
I think that's a great thing for coaches that are listening too. It's like how you set the tone early matters. Like
big time.
Oh,
if you go into a session and you're lazy,
right?
Everything around you is going to be lazy, right? I arrive at practice at least, you know, I'm ready to go regardless of what else is happening around me that I'm ready to go. So if I'm ready to go, I know the guys when they come in or the girls when they come in, they're going to be ready to go. And I've had those sessions where I haven't been ready.
Right.
And you can then see how poorly the session goes.
Do you tape practice? Sorry? Do you tape practice?
Do I tape practice? Sometimes. We tape different things in practice. You know, I mean, maybe stuff that we'd be using that weekend in a game, we tape it and send it out to the girls. Look at this, or the guys, look at this. This is, you know, we did this really well. We did this. We could have done this a little bit better. I'm very positive when it comes to coaching. I don't like to. First thing I think is very important as a coach is that no matter what player asks you a question or how silly that question might be to you, that question is not silly to that person that's asking. You know, you've got right. to answer every question without being demeaning towards that player. And I think that's very important.
Undivided attention is what I refer to it as. What do you think the hardest concept to teach?
Communication.
Love that.
Communication. It's a major, major thing, both ends of the floor. So we've brought in with our drills now, our shooting drills, when you're passing, even if you're just walking and passing, you're passing the ball to someone, you're calling that person's name.
Right.
You know, if we're running our fast break drills, that every time you're passing the ball, you're calling the person's name that you're passing. You're shooting the ball, you're calling shot. If you're rebounding, you're calling rebound. So, and if you don't do it, well, then there's going to be consequences.
Right.
And it's not just for you, it's for everybody. So something we make sure as well is that we don't punish individuals, we punish the team. So everything then revolves around teamwork.
Yeah. It's such a hard thing. It's like, I don't remember what I heard, but basically a quiet gym's a losing gym. I so agree with that.
100%.
I was in a podcast a couple of weeks ago and a coach was, we were talking about the same subject. And I said, how do you do it? He goes, I have an app called, I don't remember what it's called. I'll look at my phone here, but it's a decibel app. And it basically tells how loud the gym is. It's sound meter, uses the sound meter. So he pulls it out and looks at it. And if the sound meter isn't to the right, like 80s or 90, well, the gym's not, you're not talking enough.
That.
Yeah, it's free. It's called Sound Meter. I have no affiliate with this, people that are listening to it, but it's free. And it basically looks, it's like, here, I'll show you. It see that? And then if it gets to, we're in the 90s because I'm a real loud talker. So if it's in the 90s, we're good. And if it's not, then, you know, you got to deal with it.
I always say to my guys, like, especially the start of the game, we're playing defense and we want it to be the loudest gym in the country. Right. We don't say the loudest gym. We want to do the loudest gym in the country.
Right.
So you're shouting, you're talking all the time. My captain this year with my men's team, a guy called James, Butsy we call him, Butsy right. Butler. Unbelievable talker. Tall, 6'6", skinny kid. Literally would die in it. He'd go through a wall for you, this guy, you know. But
right.
he talks and talks and talks. And it doesn't matter what he's saying, once he's saying something, everybody knows where he is. You know what I mean?
They always know. Do you have any superstitions or are you superstitious?
Little bit. Nothing like, you know, putting the same socks on or anything like that. But I started kind of a stretch over here where we went eight games on unbeaten, and I wore the same shirt for eight games, and then we lost the cup final. So I
burned it.
Put it in the bin, and I got a new shirt, and then we won nine games in a row in that shirt. So this is a thing for me. As long as the streak goes in the shirt, I wear the shirt. As soon as we lose, the shirt comes up.
Right. Oh, I love
that. That's my only superstition.
What's one thing you've learned in the last year?
A guy over here called Brian Cody. And Brian Cody is he was the coach of Kilkenny. It's a county over here, and they've won the most All-Ireland hurling titles ever. This guy's a phenomenal man. I'm lucky enough to have been at a couple of his sessions with his hurling team. So there's 30 players in the hurling panel. And as soon as the man walks into the room, you can feel the aura about him. You can see every player there, the amount of respect that is there for him. Everything just goes quiet. You listen to what he has to say and you move on. But he was presenting the scholarships at our scholarship awards last year. And he just said, don't limit your players. Don't limit yourself to thinking this is the best. You think about that and then raise the roof a little bit more. There are no limits to what you can do.
I love that.
That's something I've learned myself, and it's something I'm starting to believe in now.
What type of basketball do you guys use in Ireland?
So we use the Moulton, GG7 for the men, GG6 for the women.
And how do you like that?
Not as nice as the old Top Flight used to.
No, we tend to use like Wilson or Spalding.
So the Spalding would be a Top Flight, I think,
in
Europe. Top Flight 100 is a really good ball. Spalding ball was a good ball.
The Spalding TK1000, I think, is what we use. It's all about
I have one here. We had, we had the Belfast Classic.
Okay.
Back Christmas before last.
Yep.
So we had 8 Division I college teams.
Okay.
Came to Ireland.
Hey, Coach, hope you enjoyed that. If you did, go join teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. You want to become a better basketball coach. Let me help you. You know, where else can you find a mentor for, a dinner at McDonald's, basically? Let me help you. Not only resources and communities and handouts and one-on-one calls and office hours, it's got a little bit of everything that will help you become a better basketball coach. Also, go over, subscribe and like, leave a review. And if you're going to do any shopping on Amazon, click down below. We would appreciate it. All right. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.